Welcome back to Arizona Spotlight. Right alongside our triple-digit summer temperatures, the monsoon officially arrived on June 15th. That date marks the time when southern Arizonans can start looking to the skies for signs of rain. Next, Luis Carrion tells us about a new art exhibition in Tucson that seeks to capture the anticipation that comes before the monsoon.
The exhibition at the nonprofit Raices Taller Gallery and Workshop features artists from Tucson and Phoenix.
It's called Lluvia de Vida, or Rain of Life.
This is George Welch.
Gallery director John Salgado says the diverse works on display point to the important role water plays in the Sonoran Desert.
All the work is water-related. It's not necessarily solely about rain. It's about water and about the meaning of rain and what it does to us as individuals and what it means to us.
Salgado says the anticipation people feel as the summer rain approaches is universal, and it's something area residents have felt since people first settled along the banks of the Santa Cruz River.
It's oppressive heat that sets in, and every day it's like an anticipation of waiting for relief from the heat, and then the clouds start to build up, and then the rain comes, and it finally cleanses everything. It has that kind of effect. And you'll see that in a lot of the work that the artists have on the walls here.
Salgado says the summer rains are an important source of life in the desert, and the initial storms of the season are often received with a sense of relief and collective celebration.
If you've lived here a while, you know that that's what we do. We go outside right when it starts just to feel it hit us. And then it becomes very violent. And then afterwards, there's the puddles and the cleansing, and you want to be out there in it. Even if you're a little kid, you want to splash around, or if you're an adult, you want to splash around in it. So.
Splashing around in the puddles left by a sudden monsoon rain is something many residents can relate to. And this image shows the amber glow that often lingers after an afternoon storm.
That piece is by Susan Ryder, and she's a local artist. It's oil on canvas. She's done a series of, she calls them monsoon traffic lights. And so it's an observation that anybody can relate to as you're driving around Tucson during the monsoon. The one piece is the post-monsoon storm image as you're sitting at a traffic light. Little detail I picked up was that it would be so easy to make that a red stoplight, but it's a green light. And so it's kind of like a go-ahead.
According to Salgado, some artists present a more metaphorical interpretation of a storm, like this painting by Tucson artist Pauline Pedregon.
The take on the monsoon is different for every artist. Her piece is about commitment and faithfulness, and which might not seem at first like a monsoon subject, but in reality, it's going through a bad time, it's coming out of that, and then the cleansing effect of how you clean yourself out from that and start anew. So it does have kind of a monsoon theme to it.
Salgado says although the summer months in Tucson can be a time when the art community slows down, the Rain of Life exhibition is a way to celebrate the restorative nature of a desert storm.
This exhibition every year is a very popular exhibition. All throughout the year we get artists either calling us or emailing us asking, when is the show? You know, I'm getting my piece ready. It's something they look forward to. Again, that anticipation. And it's a subject that everybody's ready for when the exhibition opens.
The exhibition titled Lluvia de Vida, or Rain of Life, is on display at Raices Taller Gallery through July 13th. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Luis Carrion.